It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. The Swiss vote to ban minarets was on the opinion page last week. Mona El-Tahawi called it an issue of bigotry and racism, and from Mountain View, California, disagreed. I do not see this referendum as anything at all related to racism. Switzerland is a fiercely independent nation with very old, distinct traditions. It's a small country that can easily be overwhelmed by outside influences. I totally understand they're banning minarets and would go even further to laud them for even allowing any in the first place. Anyone who goes to live in Switzerland, no matter where they hail, will find the same strict rules. And that same theme of faith-based tensions continued in our conversation with Eboo Patel. Part of his job, he is a member of the President's Faith Advisory Council, is to promote understanding between Muslims and people of other religions, and vice versa, a job made all the more difficult by events like the murders at Fort Hood and by deep-rooted fears conveyed by some listeners. Alan Greer in Bakersfield, California, wrote to tell us, "I'm generally a progressive, tolerant guy. With that said, most people I know are afraid, and our tolerance is being taxed. We want to be accepting, but it's getting harder all the time. We're not willing to take the chance if given the choice of tolerance or protecting our families. Not personally knowing any Muslims, I sympathize with those who are suspicious of Muslims." That line of thinking baffles another listener. "I am amazed that when a Christian kills in the name of their God, it is obvious to everyone that they are crazy. When a Muslim kills in the name of their God, it must be all Muslims believe that way. We need to educate ourselves and learn about different religions so that we do not embarrass ourselves and ostracize people just because we don't take the time to understand something different." That by email from Rachel Whaley Dole in Brockport, New York. The one thing that seemed to bring everyone together last week, browsing the Sky Mall catalog, and one item in particular, we got several emails all mentioning the same product, this one from Sid. "While I'm flying, I feel like most Sky Mall items represent the single thing missing from my life, but somehow the process of preparing for landing shakes me from my stupor every time. But I admit, I still think about the doggy ramp. And I don't even have a dog. I guess the photo of that little pup makes me wish I did have one." If you missed any of our segments last week, you can always listen online or download the podcast. And if you're just craving your Sky Mall fix but are temporarily grounded, Tony Crimaldi emailed from Ohio with good news. You don't have to be sitting on a plane to order from Sky Mall anymore. The company he works for just developed an app for that. So after you've had your fill of us on NPR's iPhone app, you can order as many doggy stares as you can handle. If you have any other suggestions, comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And one correction from today's program. I apparently misspoke when I referred to the former Israeli foreign minister. It's Tzipi Livni, and I apologize for that. I'm blaming my cold. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer, and she also handles our web content. Gwen Uden directs the program. Ivan Burketh is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, Neil Tivolt, and our engineers in New York are Manoli Wetherill and Manya Zuba. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Alan McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Tomorrow, a look at the tough job ahead for the U.S. in Pakistan, sorting out difficult alliances. Ted Koppel will join us with David Sanger of the New York Times. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.